Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are all, as a city, as a state, as a community, still grieving over the shooting that happened at Annunciation. Two innocent victims, two children who were praying at the time, were killed. And we've got an update just this week on a third child who was fighting for their lives. That's not to mention the children who were injured, who are still emotionally injured, the parents who can't sleep. I've heard about the kids who have remorse and feel guilty that they're still alive. My heart breaks for the staff and administrators of that school, as well as the police officers, the Minneapolis police officers, who ran in immediately. I'm going to tell you that I was down in Texas when the school shooting happened there, and the video that came out with the police officers in Texas were standing in a hallway while gunfire was going on, sanitizing their hands. That was not the case here in Minneapolis. Our police officers put their lives on the line and ran in to try and save lives. I have never been more proud of the way that law enforcement handled the situation than I was at the way the Minneapolis Police Department went in there to try to save those children. And the police are going to be there when the shots rang out, right? But the people who are going to be there to help and save the children after the tragedy are the school counselors, are the therapists. They're going to be the team that the children go to talk about what happened. Well, when my daughter was being bullied at school for an entire month and a little boy told her he had a gun, she didn't come to me. She went to her school counselor. And I'm so grateful for the men and women who stand there in that space to provide a safe place for our children to come and talk. My son Andrew is seeing a therapist right now at Christian Heart Counseling. He is able to manage some real high-level emotional stuff that his mama can't help him with right now. So I'm grateful for those therapists who can talk to our young adults and help them navigate adulting, because that's hard as well. But I did not know this until I went looking for a counselor, that we're about to hit a crunch. We're about to be in crisis. Because counselors and social workers and therapists, baby, they leaving the profession. They going to UPS. It is stressful. It is a lot of work. We need these professionals in their spaces, in their seats, standing in the gap for our kids, especially when a tragedy like Annunciation happens. And so I'm like, okay, so how are we going to keep these therapists in the classrooms? How are we going to keep these counselors in the schools? And I said, let me get Brandon Jones on the phone, because he is the head of the Minnesota Association of Children's Mental Health. MACMA is the acronym. He is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Brandon, I had to get you on my show because I saw you on Fox News. I heard you on NPR. You were the person that every news outlet was calling to try and get some information on how do you talk to kids after a tragedy like this? How do you support? Because as adults, we don't run out of things to say.
Correct.
Right. Absolutely. We need a professional. What were you telling people?
Really, I was given a message of hope and encouragement, even during times of tragedy. It's very difficult to come up with the right things to say. I know a lot of parents are trying to get it right over the last few weeks. And what's important is not trying to get it right. It's just being present, being consistent, and letting your children know that you hear them and that you're there for them. And really, my main focus was just to help parents understand that every child deserves to feel seen and heard in moments like this. And so do adults. And that's one of the key things we can do. We can't change what happened. It's unfortunate. It's a major tragedy. But we can move forward as best as possible and make sure that our kids have some reassurance to continue to be great human beings.
And one of the things that you did, I wrote a story about it. It's on WCCORadio.com. If you go to my author profile page, you can find it there. Is that you gave tips for how to talk to your kids, whether they are in elementary school, middle school, or high school, because what I say to the middle schooler is not what I say to the elementary school student. Brandon, talk to me about how we have to differentiate. We cannot sit our different age children in a room and give them all the same speech, because those speeches, those talks, those engagements look very different depending on how old our children are.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what we did at MACMA, if we really broke down a series of questions for four different age groups and a series of responses for four different age groups, because again, children are at different developmental stages, which means that they take in information differently. But this is what's important. So let me break these down really quickly. For children under the age of five, you want to make sure that, you know, you're having simple, concrete, and focus on feelings and reassurance. Those are the talking points. So you'll say something like, you know, do you want a hug or some quiet time together? Like just letting a young person know that you're there for them. Then for the elementary school age children, you know, 6 to about 10 years old, you want to be gentle, reassuring, encouraging, expression words. And you want to also express things through like play and art. So sometimes it can be verbal, but a lot of times it's going to be more action oriented. So for example, you may say something like, you know, how did you feel when you heard about it, the situation? Or how did you feel when that happened at school? Like, these are things that can go beyond school shootings as well. I should probably mention that. These are just good questions to ask kids and understand where they're at. So let me bump over to middle school age children. You know, you want to be open-minded. You want to allow for reflection. You want to validate their own awareness on the situation, right? So you might ask a question like, what do you do when you start to feel overwhelmed or scared? So we put it back onto the young person to identify how they go through, you know, the situation. And then for those older, you know, adolescents, 14 to 18, you want to be respectful, you want to be validating, and you want to encourage independence and coping strategies. So you may say something like, you know, do you feel like you can talk about this with your friends, teachers, or me? So give them, again, the choice to take the action that they know how to take as best as possible. So there are ways for us to have these conversations at every level, and you should try to engage your child to the best way that they can learn and understand.
And the people that our kids are going to are our therapists, are our school counselors, for support, for reassurance, for tips and strategies, for comfort. You know, we parents, we feeding them, we providing a safe space, we making sure they get back and forth to programs, we making sure they got shoes and school supplies. But a lot of times when they want to talk to somebody, they reach out to our counselors. And one of the things in doing this story about how we can talk to our kids, I was talking to Brandon about, is that therapists and counselors are leaving. It's a mass exodus. And you scared the bejesus out of me when you told me that people were not ready. But MACMA is doing something to try and help support the counselors, because especially now, we need them more than ever. We're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, Brandon is going to tell us how we can help him help counselors stay in the classroom. More about that coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Who is going to be there for our children as they struggle, as they grapple with what happened at Annunciation? Our school counselors, our school therapists, the people that stand in the gap and sit in the seats to listen, to comfort, to advise, to strategize with them as they deal with some real adult situations that they shouldn't have to deal with when they're 8, 9, 10, 11 years old. The people with the knowledge that we don't have as parents to see, oh, they're acting out because they have remorse. They feel guilty that they're still alive and their friend died. So that we can give them the grace that they need and then get educated ourselves about how to handle that situation. Where do we get that from? Where do we go to find it? That school counselor, that school therapist is a lifeline. It's a lifeline of hope. And so as we dealt with and still deal with what happened at Annunciation, I called my boss, Lindsay Peterson, and I said, hey, can I write some stories? I know that everybody else, all of our newsroom is out on the breaking news and they're getting updates and they're getting names and they're talking to police and they're getting numbers and finding out who's injured. But I want to write some different stories. I want to write the story about Sanctuary Church that has the back to school blessing where they're going to pray over the kids before they go back to school. I want to call Brandon Jones, the head of the Minnesota Association of Children's Mental Health. He's actually the executive director. And I want to talk to him about how parents can talk to their kids when something like this happens. We got a hard time talking to ourselves when something like this happens. How do we talk to our kids? How do we show up for them? And I told Brandon how grateful I was for his knowledge and all the therapists that he provides support to. And he stopped me. He said, you know, Shaletta, we got a real crisis going on. I said, what? We already got a crisis. He said, nope, not this. Therapists and counselors are leaving. They're finding other jobs. They're stepping out of the profession completely. And we're going to have a hard time finding school counselors who want to continue to do the work. And I said, Brandon, you got to do something. We cannot lose our school counselors, especially not right now. They are a lifeline for the mental health and success of our children. Their well-being is at stake. And so Brandon told me about a capital campaign that the Minnesota Association of Children's Mental Health is doing. Y'all are raising $250,000. Let me pledge $500 right now. The check is on the way. He is continuing to join us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Brandon, you need to raise $250,000 to support these school counselors and therapists. Where is that money going, and how can folks sign up to give?
Yes, great question. That money is actually going to supporting not just school counselors and therapists, but also teachers and educators. Everybody needs support. If you are working with children, right now is the most critical time to pay attention to mental health. And unfortunately, a lot of folks don't have the awareness, the knowledge, or the resources. And that's where the money is going. Minnesota Association for Children's Mental Health, what we are doing right now is we are trying to support as many teachers, educators, social workers, school counselors as possible by making sure they have the most up-to-date information, making sure they have what they need for their credentials so they can stay in the field, and creating a professional home for these folks so they have support. And we want to make sure that they have the tools that they need, not just because of the tragedy that just happened, but because we needed it before. Our kids are really struggling right now, and the folks who are doing the work are struggling too. And that's where we try to fill in the gap and make sure that they have what they need. We have two conferences that are going to happen here within the next year. We have our Infant Early Childhood Mental Health Conference in November, and then our big Children's Mental Health Conference in April. A lot of that funding will support scholarships for both of those so people can come, get some learning, some community, and get some connection so they can continue to do the great work that they do every day. It is a struggle. It is hard. The demand on folks within school buildings to understand the mental health and educate has been a challenge. And what we're here to do is try to ease that as best as we can.
Okay, so how can folks give? How can folks donate? I know this is a 501c3. Yeah. It's a tax-deductible donation.
Yep.
Tell us, now the goal, and I want to make sure I'm getting this right because I'm fighting back tears and I'm choking and I'm trying not to cry because I'm thinking about these children. I'm thinking about these families. I'm thinking about the child that's still at HCMC who is fighting for life right now, and I'm trying to put this show on. And so I want to make sure I got my facts straight. So this is, you're trying to raise $250,000.
$250,000. You can go to our website, macmh.org. That's macmh.org. You can donate right there. Our goal is to raise this money so we can continue to provide the access and the resources that teachers, educators, mental health professionals need to continue to serve children. They need the support. They are struggling. They're overwhelmed with all the demands that they have, and we're here to help give some relief.
I am so grateful to the work that you are doing. My prayer is that the people who are listening to this show right now, who have the resources and the means, log on to their website and give as much as they can, and also share it with others that they know. Because here's the thing, Brandon, this is not a black or white issue. It's not a poor or rich issue. All of these kids are hurting. All of these kids are struggling, and they all need a counselor. And these counselors got to have some support because we're leaning on them. Who do they have to lean on? They've got y'all. Sure. They've got the Minnesota Association of Children's Mental Health. And if y'all don't have the funds and the resources to put on these conferences and get these educators in the room and get these therapists and school counselors in the room to pour into them, they got nothing left for our kids. And that is not a rich or poor or black or white or Hmong or Somali or Ethiopian or immigrant issue. That is a issue that is going to impact all of us. And if we do not support it now, we are going to pay later. Is that right, Brandon?
That is correct. Our children need us today. They need us to show up as best as we can. And the number one place to do that is at school. Our kids spend a lot of time in school. School just started for most young people, and they're going to need the support. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to support the people who take care of our babies and help craft the next citizens of this country.
And so tell us again, Brandon, where folks can go. You are raising money to support the counselors, the therapists, the educators, to provide scholarships to these conferences, because the last thing we want is for somebody to say, I need this, right?
Yes.
I need this. I am at Annunciation. I am a counselor. I need to go to this conference. I've got to show up for these kids as they come back to school, but I can't afford to go. A teacher, yes. I need to be there. There's some workshops that I need to attend, but I don't have the money to go. We don't want that. We want these educators. We want these teachers to be able to go to these conferences. But if we don't show up for Brandon and help him raise this $250,000, these folks are not going to be able to go. Brandon is going to have to tell them, I'm sorry, but we don't have any scholarships available. And then what?
Correct.
And then what? So let us know again, Brandon, before you go, where folks can go to get the information that they need so that they can make a donation to the Minnesota Association of Children's Mental Health, a tax deductible donation, because you are a nonprofit. You are a 501c3 to support school counselors, teachers, and therapists.
Yes, absolutely. Our campaign is called the Heartstrings Campaign. You can go to our website, macmh.org. That's macmh.org. Organization is the Minnesota Association for Children's Mental Health. And it's not just for conferences, I have to admit. It's also for year-round monthly trainings and resources. We put out a lot of information and we give a lot to the folks who take care of our kids. So you're supporting all of those things to make sure that our teachers, our school counselors, the social workers all have the resources and tools to combat this crisis of mental health that we have with our children.
Brandon, thank you and your team so much for the work that you do on the front lines, the work that we will never see and know about, to support our counselors, therapists, and educators. Brandon Jones joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline with MACMA, and we will be right back with more of the Shaletta Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.